Okay, then we talk about the superficial epidermolytic ichthyosis, the clinical presentation of which is similar to the epidermolytic ichthyosis, but as the name shows, it is much more superficial and localized in clinical presentation and milder. So the course of the disease will be milder and more localized, meaning that the large parts of the body will be cleared. In this, the gene mutation is a KRT2 and its inheritance is also autosomal dominant. The presentation onset of the disease will be right from the birth, presenting with the erythroderma followed by the blistering, and then these blistering will be replaced by the hyperkeratosis. And the superficial denoded areas are typically present on the back of the hands and also the feet, axillary region, and the extent and the knees. Pruritus may be sometimes present. Hypohidrosis is possible, and in histopathology there will be superficial epidermolytic hyperkeratosis, cytolysis in the granular cell of the affected body areas, but there will be no keratin clumping.